This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Welcome. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Yes, my lady is gone. She's in San... Actually, she just landed. If that Mustang's AM radio works, she should be on her way back from the airport, because you're listening to Racer Radio, brought to you by Black Forest Motorsports. If you have a BMW Mini or a Cooper or a Porsche, man, oh man, over 40 years experience... You could beat the dealer. Start going through these folks. Over 40 years experience. Nothing's better than Black Forest Motorsports. Well, I got the heathens in the house. Actually, only one of them. And I don't think I could call him a heathen anymore. He looks a little on the tall side. This kid is grown up. And that's the Medinas. How you guys doing?
Yeah, pretty good. We're happy to be back.
That's Ernie.
Thank you very much for having us here at Racer Radio. One of our sponsors, by the way.
Yes, indeedy.
Carry it proudly.
I appreciate it. Wife won't even talk to me. She's going to go run out the other room. And Jaden, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Always looking forward to it. How you doing this season?
Good. I'm leading in points right now. I won the first race. I got 2 seconds. And
wow.
Had a mishap last race, but overall I'm doing pretty great.
So the owner has got a bonus for you if you win the championship?
No, all the money goes to him.
I heard it was a Corvette. Somebody told me it was going to be a Z06. I wasn't sure what year. Oh, hi, Ernie. How you doing, buddy?
It's a joint effort, Dave.
But does this kid not make you proud? Seriously.
Totally.
Not just on the track.
Right.
But just proud.
No, he's doing well. His grades are really good. Not that we don't have any leverage with racing, right?
No, none of that.
None at all, you know.
And I know she doesn't want to talk, but it's really a team. And yeah. That's what you guys are. You're a team.
Yeah, she makes sure that things go smooth at the track. You know, she has, you know, everything planned out. And
takes care of your emails.
Follow. Right, yeah.
Well, you know, it's so funny. For the longest time when Brittany used to come in, she'd always talk about her crew. So I thought she had, you know, like guys like you and I, and no, it was her mom and dad. That's her crew.
That's the tightest crew you're going to get, Dave. You know that.
Yeah, you're absolutely
correct.
Yeah,
we have Laney and Jeff, you know, they come to the track.
Sure,
And what an asset, you know, we pack up the little bag and with the, you know, spare tire
sure.
we get from the hot laps, and he's right there with me,
yeah.
you know, in case we need him.
Speaking
you know.
Of tires. Are you able to get... Oh, that's right. You're not running a division where tires are scarce.
Well, no, we've had our moments and everything.
Really?
We waited, yeah. Wayne Miller Tires, one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
And of course, he you know, applies the field with tires every year. But
oh, so that's why I can't get tires. He said he was giving them to somebody. No,
probably, yeah. Don't stir the pot. Dude.
No, Wayne is really, I mean, when it comes to tires, somebody keeps saying he's going to retire, so we all have to get together and make that stop.
Well, he doesn't work Saturdays anymore, so maybe he's on his way. I don't know.
We gotta, good for him. We got to put a stop to that.
Yeah, right.
Nah. Tell work. Him if he does, he's coming to the track.
He might like that.
So people may not know, You're not running a dwarf car or anything like that. You've moved up to the Pinto class, right?
Yeah, full body car now.
What do you think of that? And how long have you been driving it?
This is my second year in that class.
First year, kind of getting to learn the car.
A little bit. I did really good first year though. I took third overall in rookie of the year.
Wow! In a car that's drives totally different what you had before.
It's great to have the experience though.
14 years old against these men, you know, that are out there.
Yeah, but you know, as long as you just drive clean and don't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
Not that you know, that's yeah, you try. Everybody tries. I mean, if you watch NASCAR, I don't know if you watched what's his face in the number 9 car yesterday, deliberately take somebody out on a road course and wiped out 6 cars.
Yeah, it was an ugly wreck.
And it was totally uncalled for.
Yeah.
And yeah. I wasn't happy with his response either, but that's another story.
Well, that's racing, though. It's been like that throughout the ages.
You have him out there, right?
Yeah.
In fact, you were making a comment off air, the difference between asphalt tracks and dirt tracks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we found our niche, I think, with the dirt. We like the camaraderie, and we actually some of the competitors that we race against are out there sponsoring their kids' cars.
Yeah.
Or their cars and modifieds or whatever they're in. Yeah. You know, it's just a great deal.
What do you like better, dirt or asphalt?
I like dirt for sure. Yeah. I grew up doing that. So
you're basically doing the asphalt just for the experience?
Yeah, and maybe going up the ladder.
Sure. I mean, you know, that's and like I said, if you can't walk in and say I've driven it all, you know, then they'll kind of move on to, you know, somebody else maybe. So
yeah,
that's
it's good to be flexible to like hop in a car and be able to drive whatever.
And it's funny if you watch NASCAR, you know, there was a time owners would say, if you're under contract with me, you don't drive anything but this car. And then Kyle Larson comes in. He's got more dirt experience than dirt, and he's just beating their pants. Oh, okay, if you want to go ahead and go try a dirt track, you go right ahead next Thursday. That's perfectly okay with
me. Yeah, I think it's helping to keep all the motorsports alive as far as that goes. You know, and we're lucky because we have, you know, Barona track with the Salazars, you know, Todd and Trisha. And that track, they've been involved with that track for years and years and years. It was handed down, you know, from their mom. And the Barona Band of Mission Indians are letting us, you know, be there. And it's just it's a good way to keep the community together.
And the track has improved every year. And I know the surface, and you could probably talk to this, Hayden, more than most, how it just seems like they're learning every year and every race to make that track better for what's going to be out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you're running a lot of different cars with a lot of different tires.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a challenge. That really is.
Yeah, we have the help that's there. We're involved as well.
Yeah, do you know anything about grading?
I have 40 years worth. I'm still learning stuff, you know. And the help that we have out there, too. Yeah. You know, some of these guys that are out there that they've been involved with, you know, grading and whatnot. Sure. They just keep everything. And I'm glad you mentioned the surface because it's really good. Ken McCowan's out there helping and you know, other people and the rescue crew.
The guy in the water truck. You put too much water down, what do you get?
Yeah, Bardo, we love him. He's a handful, but we love him.
Hey, if we don't give him some love, I mean, come on. Everybody knows Bardo.
Yeah,
just don't get near his truck.
And he's involved with the little guys, too. You know, his cars have been out there for a while and stuff. I don't think we had one of his cars, did we, Jaden? But
We had everybody else's,
so we've touched it.
And by the way, folks, Ernie runs and owns Budget Grading, and so he knows a thing or two about dirt.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Only when the weather's good.
That's it. Yeah.
But by the way, who else is helping you? I mean, who else is on the side of his car, advertising-wise?
Well, go ahead, Jaden. You handle that.
That's
you know
your
these
job.
Guys.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I'd like to thank you and Racer Radio for having me and sponsoring my division.
Anytime. I'm always bugging you to come in. And because I think it's important, and just so you'll know why I do this, is because I have confidence, especially in you, if you put forth the effort and you want to make yourself a name for yourself, you're there. But everybody needs to know how to get interviewed.
Yeah.
Everybody. I love Sheldon Creed like a son. He is the worst interview, period. Because he's so quiet, he's so shy. He's gotten tons better. And I used to tell his grandfather all the time, get him in here. Because this is no different than driving.
Yeah.
You know, it's called seat time, except yours is mic time. And the more you know about it and the more you get a chance to do it, the better you'll be. Because it's all about, you know, building that confidence without being a smart butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're on the track, so you're doing real good. And that's why I'm always bugging you guys all the time to come in, because I see potential. I don't want
to.
Well,
we get a chance to be able to thank other people too that are involved. That's
everything. That's everything.
Totally everything. You know?
And if it wasn't, like you said, if it wasn't for the Salazars, and if it wasn't for the Barona Indian Reservation, this would be a tough. Because look what happened to Cajon Speedway.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you like asphalt or not, when they go away, they never come back.
Well, Dale Earnhardt has that. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has that show on TV.
That's just a
great
show.
I just love it. I watch sometimes the same episode a couple of times.
I taped them all because I'm old.
Oh,
and I forget. But he does have, and he's had some really interesting guests
There's
on.
There's a lot of tracks out there. Heck yeah.
Well, and not only that, he's had some drivers on that didn't have good relationships between each other.
Yeah. And yeah, they were very colorful.
He's
yeah.
He solved some relationships. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Take a run over to 3595 East Main Street, or you can just go online at elcajonmotors.com. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. Sales, service, parts, family-owned and operated, always shop family. All right, we got the Medinas in the house today, and we are talking motorsports. And we've come to the conclusion that Dirt Dude is probably out calling one of the races out at the little arena at Del Mar. And, you know, another one, hats off to Del Mar. I mean, they have really supported motorsports more so than I've heard in a long, long time. Okay, why did I get an oh no? Brittany just sent me, oh no. I don't know what that's about. Let me double check. Oh. Hydroplane racing. That girl's into everything.
Always exciting.
So, yeah, so the Del Mar Fair is really done. So you said you've seen a bunch of your little cars out there?
Yeah, we went down there and we with anticipation of seeing them because we still are connected with the
You mean they're not changing the colors?
Well, they do. No, they have their own, but we know, you know, they came from our stable and that was the idea. And
we've
only
taken them apart and put them together 57 million times.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but, you know, the Baldwins, they're running the junior sprints, even though they didn't have them down at the, Del Mar. But we've sponsored those guys and they're doing really well.
That's excellent.
So we try to stay in contact with, you know, with the littles. We call them the littles.
Well,
you know.
That's because they're the future.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, folks, if you've never been to Barona Speedway, just go to Barona.com, BaronaSpeedway.com, get a schedule, get there early, and watch the kids. And watch the kids after the races. That's the friendliest, nicest group. I mean, they're thanking each other, and they're high-fiving each other. And that's truly where the beginning, I mean, that's where you started, right?
Yeah. No, it was great times.
And you kind of miss it in a certain degree, huh?
Yeah, to
Except
an extent.
Yeah. Bouncing of the car, man, those things.
Yeah, really I grew good. It a little bit,
just
you know,
a, yeah,
before,
yeah, just a,
before
just
it's time.
So we were talking about your new car, which is a Pinto.
Yeah.
Four-cylinder, right?
Yeah, they're a 22 to 2300 cc. Most of them run Pintos, but you can run a later model Mustang.
Yeah.
That's more advanced.
Now, you're not allowed to touch the motor, are you? Or can you?
No, I think there's a few things you can do setup-wise, but you have to leave it stock for the most part.
And that gives it that driver to driver, not money, checkbook to checkbook.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. They had both classes that they had for a number of years, the pro and the stock class, and they merged them together as one. But still, we have a lot of the Cajon Speedway cars and you know, cars that went up to Orange Show, which we've been there to Orange Show and raced up there this last year. Had 20 cars. We finished top 10. First time he was ever on the asphalt with that car. So we were pleased that following. It's a whole different vibe up there, though, you know, than the dirt.
Oh, yeah, it totally is. But, you know, an asphalt was totally different, too. I bet your first experience on asphalt was kind of an eye-opener.
Yeah, no, definitely more more cars, more people to look out for.
And how come my tail end's not coming around?
Well, he brushed a wall once. He got a Darlington stripe on there, which was good. Didn't hurt the car bad, but it was experience because he held on to it.
You got a stripe?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, good deal. Hey, we got Todd Salazar on the line. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're just sitting here talking to the Medinas.
Ernie's a very good guy, and he helps us out a lot out there.
Yeah, he even tells me he knows something about grading, but we haven't got that far yet.
I read a lot.
3 hours out front last race.
Yeah.
And he made it look real, real good out there because we got a guy that does donuts out front.
Really?
And, yeah, we're going to catch him, though.
It's like trying to catch a rabbit. You'll get him.
Yeah.
So you grade every night when you go out there just about?
No, we usually help out. The beginning of the season is more hectic,
you
know, but then once things get dialed in, we kind of have a routine. Everybody has their job.
You
know, we have a lot of people out there helping
That's
Todd
awesome.
And Tricia, and it really shows. You
well,
know.
It's funny, Todd. I don't know if you were listening or not, but we were talking about track prep. and how good your team has gotten year by year, race by race. It just seems like that's all I ever hear is how great the track was, how great the track was. I haven't heard anybody say, for whatever reason, it wasn't a good track that night. So I was just kind of giving the track prep guys and girls, you know, a little attaboy, even that water truck driver guy.
I start watering on Mondays.
Really?
Get off work. Yes. And then we started using that water wetter. It's VP. It's water wetter. It helps penetrate and whatever it does.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very expensive, but it does a good job. But I start on Monday, and we're doing a practice on Friday. So I'm going to start tomorrow because tomorrow's a holiday, obviously.
Obviously.
And I'll start tomorrow. And then every day I go out and do more and more and more. And then we just manipulate the material, and we get what we get on Saturday.
So do you test the track for moisture? Do you stick a stick in it to see how much it is? Or do you just get to the point now where you know how much to do on Monday depending on what the weather is?
It's weather. It's
wind. Wind.
Exactly. The track on both sides is completely different because turn 3 and 4 has the billboards blocking it. And turn 1 and 2 with the wind and the sun, so it's completely different. I water it so much until I can't get off the racetrack.
Well, and you'd never know it because, I mean, come race day, I mean, I know you're crossing your fingers every Friday, but, man, we just couldn't help but talk about, you know, just, you know, the great prep that you've done with it.
We're trying new things just to make it better.
Sure.
And I think we've achieved that. We had a racetrack last race. I wasn't that impressed with it, but the previous race, those guys were really going fast. No dust.
Right.
They were breaking lap times. Cole Dick, he was doing pretty, I don't know how fast he was going. So that's our whole goal.
Right.
The more work you put into it before the race, it pays you back.
If double, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, and yeah, so I'm right there with you. I mean, this track is just getting better and better. And wouldn't you say the car counts are starting to increase?
You know, with what's going on right now with the economy and with our prices and everything, we've gotten killed. The last race was okay, but the previous two, the car counts have been decent. But we need the spectators.
Yeah,
you know,
we got to get them in the seats.
We got a doubleheader coming up, right, Todd?
The July 22nd and 23rd, right?
Yeah, two nights in a row.
That's gonna be a huge night for us.
Yeah, tell us about that. What's that gonna entail?
The modifieds. I don't have a schedule in front of me. What
okay.
It is, but
all right.
It's gonna be the shootout, and we've got lots of modifieds and street stocks. The whole deal coming. So that's going to be a big race. Lots of guys from Arizona coming over here to race with us.
Good.
Because it's so hot and they're not racing there. It's going to be a huge race.
Right. No. So we got to figure out a way to get butts in the seat. I don't know. We're going to have to sit down and do some brainstorming. We got to do something. Maybe tell them there's a $50 bill underneath the seat and you'll have to come to find out which one it is.
Well, whatever works. We got something up our sleeves that we're going to do on August 20th.
Okay.
And I don't know all the details yet, but we're going to do something with off-road trucks going out there. And
really?
Yeah.
By the way, my secretary just handed me Barona Speedway Summer Shootout Friday and Saturday, 22nd to the 23rd. Racing starts at 7. IMCA Modifieds, IMC Sport Mods, IMC Stock Cars, Street Stocks, IMC Sport Compact, Hobby Stocks, Pure Stock, Pony Stocks, and SoCal Mowers. Be there, be square. Yeah,
they were there last week. I don't know how many we had.
I can almost take dirt two jobs, huh?
That right. Sounded pretty good. I thought he was in the room.
Yeah, I thought he was too. And aren't those lawnmowers insane?
Yes. Yeah.
I want one too so I can cut my grass faster.
The guy that runs the group is Wesley Crabtree. He, they just came and handed me a schedule.
Everybody's loves you.
He blew his motor up.
Really?
And he told himself he had GPS on it. And he did 82 miles an hour on the big truck.
Whoa. 80. Didn't you start him out on the little track?
I think he did.
He went around the big track because he wanted to see how fast he could
go. Oh, okay. So you're still running them in the center track.
Yes.
He went 80, and then he blew it, and then he blew it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had his helmet on, though, Dave, so he was safe.
Oh, yeah. The edger quit working.
Right.
That's crazy. Well, it sounds like, man, that's going to be an awesome race. So I suggest, folks, you get there early, get a good seat. And now you've changed the hours of racing now since the summer months. The thermometer's been turned up. You're not starting now until, what, 7?
Yes.
Okay, what time do you open the track?
3 o'clock. We open the gates.
Okay, so 3 o'clock.
I think it's a good thing, you know, for the people that
The response.
Checking out because it's so hot.
Yeah.
Why start so early and spend so many hours just wasting your time?
Right.
And waiting to get going, you know, and then when it starts cooling off in the after hours, that you know people are better off with the heat.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. I mean, I think that's a very, very smart move because, well, and not only folks in the stands, but put a driving suit on and walk around the pits waiting to go racing and tell me if you won't lose a pound or two.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you just walk around the track and see how creative people get trying to keep their guys cooled down. You'll get a kick out of
it. Yeah, but it's tough. But, I mean, I think starting a little hour. No, that's a great idea. All right, buddy. Well, hey. Take care of yourself. I haven't heard anything on the family side, but I just want to give you our hearts and prayers and let us know how she's doing, all right?
Lexi's at my house right now.
What? You didn't tell me that? Jeez Louise.
I was going to wait. You get through it. She's doing great. They got here yesterday.
Oh, fantastic.
She's doing very good. And, you know, everyone that was, you know, caring about her and praying for her, she is doing very good. She's in a wheelchair.
Fantastic.
She's getting up and about. And AJ and my grandkids, they're here at my house.
Oh, man, that's good.
And, no, it's rad.
Dude.
Everything is going good for us. Stoney's here, his wife, and their daughter, and we're just hanging out. We're barbecuing tonight, you know, for the 4th of July.
Sure.
But I'm just excited that, you know, my daughter's recovering.
Man, give her a big hug from Racer Radio and the whole racing community, because trust me, and she's a Salazar, dude. She's going to bounce back better than you.
She says she's going to be at the race this Saturday.
See? What did I tell you? All right. Well, enjoy your 4th of July since you're going to be watering the track on Monday. And, man, thanks again, and we love you guys dearly. Have a great 4th of July.
Thank you, Ernie. Thank you, Dave. Thank everyone else, too.
All right,
we'll
buddy.
See you soon, Todd.
You're the best. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Kelly Inman from the City of Industry right here on FM 96.1. AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170, The Answer. This segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. If you haven't been to Paris Auto Speedway, man, put it on your bucket list. That track is super fast, well-prepared, amazing announcer. But we got another one we want to talk about as well. We've got Kelly Inman from City of Industry. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys? Good to be back.
Hey, well, it's always great having you on board. You got something coming up in the near future, right?
Yeah, we're we've held two nights of racing after having about 850 days off because of the pandemic, unfortunately.
Right.
We're back on Wednesday and we've got several Wednesdays and a few Saturdays with, you know, the California State Championship, the 45th running of the California State Championship and AMA National Series. Uh-huh. Things like that. So we got a lot of big races coming up here real quick.
So for folks that may not know where your track is, why don't you give them an address or the name?
It's Industry Hill Speedway. That's a website, industryhillspeedway.com. It's 16200 Temple Avenue in the City of Industry. And we're off of the 60 freeway, kind of in between the 57 and the 605.
Very good. And people can just go to that website if they want to check your schedule and see what you have on the track.
Yeah, we got the schedule there. We've got Speedway at the Grand for our Instagram, Industry Racing there on Facebook, mm-hmm. and we're really active on it. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, you have to with the clientele you got. I know you run the old guys too, but these kids, man, if you're not on social media, they'll never find you.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's good.
So, second race in, you getting the stands filled up? I know you're not having any trouble finding riders.
Yeah, it's we're doing okay, you know, but we had a pretty big speed bump when our original website was hacked that we've had for 16 years.
What?
All the info changed and numbers changed and everything, and that was just within about the last 2 months. So that was a complete scramble to start the new website, being Industry Hills Speedway, and get the fans back that were told we were closed down. And, it's always a tough one. And then, you know, gas prices,
yep.
Everything is affecting everybody. So, yeah. You know, support your local racetrack, share it on social media.
Yep.
It does more than anybody would ever even realize.
Yeah,
no matter where you're at.
And also support all the advertisers that are either on the side of the bikes or on the billboards or on somebody's driving suit. You know, those aren't there just to look fancy, folks. That's to let you know who you should be shopping with and who you should be thanking to give you the show you're going to see, you know, when you go. So never, ever forget the sponsors, because that, and thank them. Make sure you talk to somebody if you get into a management of a store, a manager, and just thank them for supporting the local track that you're going to. That's better than a check in the bank. Trust me.
It is. Support those that support,
yep,
for sure.
Absolutely. So what kind of class bikes are you running at the school or at the class?
It's the 500cc speedway bikes, running on methanol, you know, no brakes, as always. We got all the, you know, there's different divisions. First division is the top of the fast guys. We have first, second, and third division. We have junior speedway. We have the 1000cc New Zealand sidecars.
Really?
Which are insane and always a fan favorite. Yeah, it's we have a packed night. You know, we usually have around 30 to 40 races in a night. It's a race every 3 or 4 minutes, and so there's always something new and exciting. You know, it's in your face and all right in front of you.
So what do you think, Hayden? Gonna get you on a speedway bike?
I mean, that'd be something I'd like to try for sure, yeah.
See, I love the way this kid thinks. And start at the top. Go right to a 500. Don't be messing with none of them little small bikes.
That's right. Now it's all good family fun, you know.
Well, don't you have age groups, kind of like what we have at Barona Speedway, where ours start out, I don't know how young your riders are, but ours start 5-6 years old.
Yeah, we have the Peewees or PW50 class, which is 4
right.
years old.
Yeah.
You know, and then the junior speedway starts at 8 years old.
Yeah.
They're on 150cc bikes.
Sure.
The 250s start at 12 years old and go up to 16. And once you're 16, you can ride a 500, going up from there. We have several different exceptions. You know, if a kid's been on the bike forever and is exceptionally well, myself, the referee would basically give him a hall pass and let him start riding a big bike a little early.
They have brakes, don't they?
No.
The little guys?
No.
No?
There's no brakes on these things.
Yeah, Jaden started out with no brakes in his little car, so I was just curious.
So they had no brakes in the little cars?
Well, yeah, they should have, but this when he started out, it didn't work.
Well, and don't you do classes up there as well for people that maybe are getting into it or transferring, say, for motocross? Because trust me, folks, Speedway and any other motorcycle venue is not different as night and day, right?
It truly is. It's, even though it's just on an oval, there's no jumps or anything. They only turn left. But the guys that our seasoned riders are the ones that usually want to get on. And it's just a circle. Go fast. You know, those are the ones that usually struggle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there will be some classes here towards the end of our season, which ends in September.
Okay.
There will be some academies and all that can be, all the info can be found out, you know, found on our website, industryhillspeedway.com.
Right. And the cool thing about that is you're going to be trained by riders that you've probably idolized. So that's kind of a side bonus too.
Yeah, one of them that's really active in the helping, you know, the sport and upcoming riders is a dear friend of mine, Greg Hancock, which is a four-time world champion. You know, he's all-time greatest American to throw his leg over a speedway bike.
Jeez.
You know, alongside Bruce Penhall, which is a two-time world champion.
Right. Let Scott know. Give Scott his information. Send it to me. I'd love to have him on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We can make it happen.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of people don't know those guys and girls that have done what they've done in a sport that would scare the you-know-what out of most people. I love talking to them. I like getting them on the air, and I like to share their experiences, you know, with the public, because that form of motorcycle riding is as good as you're going to get, if you want my opinion.
Yeah, it is. And then, you know, somebody like Greg that you know, left California right out of high school, didn't even finish high school. He went racing. He went straight over to Europe, and he spent, you know, 25 or 28 years over there racing basically five countries a week, traveling and racing. And I mean, he's a multi-time, eight-time U.S. national champion. I mean, he's got titles just coming out, you know, every orifice.
That's, you know, see, now we're supposed to be talking about you. Now we're talking about somebody else. I want to talk to him. So make sure, tell Scotty to send me that info, because, man, I really would like to. I think it'd be fun chatting with him. And my co-host is a motorcycle racing nut, and she loves Speedway, but right now she's flying in from San Francisco, so... We'll definitely, you give me the information and I'll let her take care of all the hard work.
Yeah, I will, for sure. You know, and a lot of people can come meet up with him at Industry on Wednesday night. He's usually there. He's got a couple of kids that ride, and, you know, he'd love to talk to you.
Sure, absolutely.
We'd love to have you there.
Sounds like, I mean, that needs to be put on the old calendar, if nothing else. So, again, for people going to Speedway, what's the cost to get in?
It's $15 for adults, $10 for youths and seniors.
Wow.
So it's really inexpensive.
Right.
It's a good break to the week. You know, it's a clean, fully covered facility. Everybody just raves about it. Obviously, I'm biased, but you can walk in there in suit and tie and walk out of there clean.
Yeah, that's Yeah. And by the way, my wife won a couple of dog shows there a couple weekends ago. So multi-purpose.
Well, there you go. It's a multi-use facility, and you know, we're booked up for a year out in advance. It's a tough place to get into.
Yeah, it really is, and they love it there with that big cover. Yeah, they thought that was pretty cool. So
that's great.
What do you got coming up in the near future people need to mark their calendar for?
You know, this coming Wednesday is a BSA Owners Club, little bike show in the courtyard.
Ooh.
And then all the standard speedway. But the week after, the Wednesday after that, is a big Haddox Towing custom car show. Haddox Towing is really well known in the racing circuit, and the car, you know, on four wheels, with being one of the earliest sponsors of, you know, Rusty Wallace and things like that. They're my longest running sponsor. They've been there every year that I've been. We have on Saturday, July 23rd, we have the 45th running of the California State Speedway Championship. You know, we've got the Bruce Flanders Ugly Hawaiian Shirt Night coming early in August, which is always a favorite and a tribute to, but you know, the all-time greatest motorsports announcer.
Without a doubt.
you know, that has, he was my announcer for every event I've ever done. And we've got a fill in for him right now. You know, trying to fill some shoes. And then we've got the national championship, AMA US National Championship Series coming up August 13th, another Saturday, which is huge. And then one of the best races, you know, the most meaningful for me is, August 31st is the Connor Penhall Memorial Cup, the sixth annual, you know, that's a really good race. It's the biggest purse paid of all year anywhere in the States, for Speedway, and it's all for a good cause.
And it's a prestigious, prestigious title by far. Hey, do you have an ink pen?
I do.
Because no one's listening. StallD at Cox.net. So STALLD at Cox.net. Send me an email.
There you go.
All right, Kelly. We'll do some bunch of stuff, interviews, because I think we need, if we're going to get Speedway, you know, back on the map like they have in Europe, it's just got to be exposed. So send me an email. I got some ideas.
Thanks for all the help.
All right. Take care. Have a great, great 4th of July. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. All right, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Segment brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, right there at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. I know. Brittany's not here. It's just me and the heathens. But we're having a lot of fun. And I do miss Brittany. I can't wait to have her come back next Sunday with all kinds of stories, eating oysters on the half shell and having a way better dinner than I did. But anyway, I digress. We've got Ernie in the house, and he's looking at his notes feverishly, making sure he's scratching off. And Hayden's over here, and he's got three lines. I love racing. So that's what that's all about. So you do, right? You can't wait for the next race?
Yeah, no. Well, our next race is in, like, almost a month, so.
What?
Yeah, it's
K1 Speed. Time to go to K1 Speed.
Right, something like that.
Yeah, something
like that. Gives him more time to play his drums, Dave.
You're a drummer, too?
Drummer, yeah. Yes.
See, I can't go to K1.
He's like Bubba
I can't go to K1 Speed.
Yeah.
I've been banned.
Too expensive.
Well, no, because I have this 8 wheels are always better than 4 mentality. And, yeah, so. And I don't like being turned down. Nothing makes me madder than when they. So you in a band? Or have you?
We're working on a little right now, yeah.
Look at, he gets all red in the face. I ask him about a band. To ask him about a car going super fast, hurting you. That's not even a problem.
He needs to multitask, yeah.
Yeah, no. So what are you? Are you play the flute?
No, I go in the other room. That's where I go.
So you're not very musically inclined?
Oh, no. I might play the harmonica here and there back when I was a kid, but not the
drums.
Can
he play an harmonica?
Yes, he can.
Uh-oh. The boss says he can. She's been serenaded a time or two. So you got a month to, I mean, the car's right?
You know what, Dave? You've been around motorsports long enough. It's never right, you know? You're always searching for that, and I got my pit crew over here, she's always saying, no, it's fine, but you're looking for speed.
Every legal speed. Any place you can find it, if it meant waxing your car one more time,
right,
you'd do it. You know what I mean? Right. But, you know, a lot of people I don't think people totally understand dirt and asphalt or dirt and cement. I really don't think you do, because you have two dramatically different track surfaces. One of them is alive, and the other one isn't. That's how I look at it.
Right.
Don't you kind of see it?
Yeah, there's a little bit of difference here and
there. Well, because temperature is more important on asphalt than it is on dirt. Yeah, you can dry the track out, but if it's prepped properly, it'll pretty much.
Two things that are similar. You got to have the grip.
Right.
And you have to have the steering.
There you go.
And in either way, you got to make it
however
happen.
You get there.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And I don't. And really, on the asphalt, what. And I'm not happy with the sticky stuff they're putting on the track. I think they should just let it run. Run what you brung.
Right.
Don't you kind of agree?
Yeah, it does. It opens. I think they do it more for the fans, to tell you the truth, than anything else.
Yeah.
You know, because they want to see
racing.
Well,
they get hung up in it.
Yeah.
They want to see the racing. You're trying to walk on that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Takes your shoes right off you.
Yeah, it's like NHRA stuff, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's tougher on a dirt track for setup, because what you set up today is not going to work next week.
It might even change during the race, Dave. It depends on, you know, your track and
how many cars,
and what the positioning is of your class when it comes in, and the Salazars, they usually actually do pretty good with that. They try to put the classes according to the track prep,
right?
Because they tear up, and then you don't want to have you know, a bad night of racing because, you know, the track's all tore up.
Yeah, because you don't want to put the division out there that's going to put the biggest ruts,
right?
Because then what do you got to do? You got to stop the racing, and you got to grate the track,
right,
to make it fair for the next division. So with asphalt, you know, unless somebody dumps a motor, you know, it's a little bit of kitty dry and blowing it off.
You're right.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you're absolutely right. I think they do a phenomenal job. Okay. Anything we've missed on your list?
You know what? I've been eyeballing this last item right here, and I told Jeff and Jessa Schaefer that we're going to get this rad thing going for them.
Oh, yes.
Right? Remember we talked about that when we came in. And
what's rad for people that don't know?
It's racers against drunk drivers. Kind of like the mad thing, but the racers are involved with it.
And it's been around a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. We've been racing now for 5 years with Jaden, and we were involved with going to the Mother Goose Parade and a couple other things, and it's just a really cool deal.
Well, we talked about it off air, that with all of this fentanyl and no way knowing how it's getting, what pill form it comes as right now, you know, the kids who are experimental anyway, they need to know that this is by far...
Yeah, it's just one mistake, and it's a done deal, you know?
Yeah, it's not like accidentally taking too many aspirin and, you know, or anything like that. This could definitely change your life.
Yeah, it's a biggie. But they have some good things coming up.
What do you got?
Let me just look at my notes here that I can read my own handwriting. July 14th at 6:30, they're going to be at Pernicano's in El Cajon.
Right across from El Cajon Ford?
Yeah. Gotcha. And they're going to have a meeting there, you know, and everybody's invited. You know, they're super cool people.
What's the date?
The 14th of July at 6:30. And they're going to discuss their cruise nights. They do the El Cajon. They do Little Mesa, Ramona. You know, they have the parades, and they do the schools, which is a cool deal. All the elementary school, which is, you got to catch these kids when they're young, to get them educated.
Yeah.
And the parents. You know, the parents is a good thing to get educated with, too, because, you know, some people just don't know how bad it is out there with this epidemic we have with this fentanyl.
Mm-mm.
It's a really gnarly deal.
It's probably the worst I've ever heard of or even seen. And, you know, I think that's going to be
great. There'd be a lot.
I'm going to definitely try to get out there, because I could meet, you know, everybody that's with RAD, and I'm sure they'll be there, right?
Yeah, I wanted to mention their emails is racersagainstdrugs@gmail.com.
Perfect.
If you can kind of maybe link onto that. And
I'm sure they're on Facebook.
Facebook, too, yeah. SoCal Racers Against Drugs.
Okay,
SoCal. It's their Facebook deal.
SoCal.
Really, really super nice people. They have young kids, and, you know, it just seems like it doesn't matter whether you're young, old, have kids or not. It's just a good program to get involved with.
Well, you know what I'm going to ask you to do? I'm not talking to you. Reach out to the RAD folks, send them my email, and let's get the cars down to KUSI, because, like I said, right now is a perfect time to do it. We're just rolling into summer. You know, kids are going to be out. You know, parents are still working. Kids are going to be, you know, footloose and fantasy free, and anything we can do to get that word out, fantastic.
Yep, absolutely.
So, change your car number?
Nope, 03.
03. Since Brittany is not here, I would be remiss if I didn't ask, are there any significance to that number?
Well, initially I had a few buddies that were racing before me, and they kind of roped me into the doing it with them, and they were 01 and 02, and as soon as I started racing, they stopped, so...
Oh, I mean, so there you go.
Yeah, it's kind of like thing one, thing two,
yeah.
So he's thing three.
Thing three.
Yeah.
And that's like, I live on a easement road, and there's three houses. Mm-hmm. And I changed the easement road to Earnhardt Lane.
Oh, wow.
And I'm the third house. All right. So you're going racing next month in about out of Barona?
Yeah.
All right.
It'll be at the summer shootout.
And it's a white Pinto with green, I guess you could call those flames.
Yeah, it's kind of it's like a weave. Honeycomb. It's kind of a expanded metal. Terry Adams with AdFab, by the way, is one of our sponsors, and he sponsors a lot of other people.
Did he come up with that design?
Yeah, he did. And you know what? I just kind of give him the reins on stuff like that, and he's never failed us.
Doesn't look like the Padre uniform, does it?
Well, that's a little different.
Have you seen that?
Well, we have a couple of cars that are a little different, but I like them.
But have you seen the new?
Yeah, I have.
You don't
going on my race cars.
I was going to say, you didn't say you like that. My goodness. Who's in their marketing department?
Oh,
somebody said that they were going to all end up on the Marshall's discount rack.
Yeah, they're definitely getting out there a little bit. Hopefully it's not trendy.
Boy, I sure hope not either. So, tiny bit of future?
Yeah.
How long is you going to stay in the Pinto?
That's another thing. I got another car that we're actually going to go to a suspended car instead of the Leaf Springs. He might be. He's 15, so we're going to go another year possibly in it. But we have other people that, as of last year, even they were looking at him. They go, well, put him in my street stock, put him in my pure stock. So good friends of ours that actually sponsor their kids, the Baldwins, Billy. He's won more races there than you can believe at Barona.
Tell me about it.
Billy's got a street stock at. We're going to have Jaden in the next week or so.
Looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm super excited power. To get some more power underneath me.
Yeah, because power's king.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, those little ponies get around the track pretty good,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
He's done with the pony. And he's been in it, what, a year and a half, a year and a quarter? Yeah. He's done with the pony.
Oh, Lord, I got to revamp everything then.
Take the training wheels off and just let this kid go.
I hear
you. All right. Well, we got to set you up for another KUSI segment. I mean, I do them four weekends. Just got to let me know ahead of time.
We love being here, Dave. And you know,
well, you guys are always welcome. And Brittany, she said you'll be in good hands, Dave.
Well, you're going to come up and see us here pretty quick, right?
I have to get a passport.
Oh, no, it's up there.
Coming from Ramona's not Alpine that far to Ramona. Away. No, there's that place. They keep checking my passport.
We're
going
to have our cook-off, so you have to be up there.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to be a judge.
That's right.
What date's that?
July 16th. Yes.
Okay, send me a note.
KCBS rules and everything. It's a lot of fun.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll tell you, pop them Rolaids, buddy. I'm on my way.
All right,
we got to hit the dusty trail. Gun Owners Radio is right around the corner. Stay tuned. A lot of news when it comes to guns on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.